It's a big day up here in the northeast in Newcastle, where the next stage of the redevelopment is sort of finalised as a very first floodlit fixture at Gosforth Park gets underway at 5:45. It's an 8-race card, and there's plenty of competitive action across the evening. The first three contests are the longer distance races, which are run before the floodlights come on at 5:45, 6:15 and 6:45. The mile and a half handicap that opens up has been divided, and the third race over 2 miles has attracted a small compact field of five. The opening events are class six races, and we're getting to know quite a few of these horses fairly well. The likes of Kick in the Can, who runs in race two at 6:15. He's been second now, I think it is, three times at Newcastle on the Tapata. And obviously the Res Dev Way, who won last time out and missed another engagement recently, was withdrawn on turf. Goes for the follow-up about 3 weeks on. It's been back in there, so odds are 7-4. The 6:45 contest, which I mentioned, is a tight little compact race. There was 13 entries in this race at the declaration stage, pre-declaration stage, 5 days. And Sir Mark Prescott was responsible for five of them. He relies on Megara, who was disappointing here at that meeting behind Warlass, who meets again today. Warlass knows this track well and has run well here on both turf, and also won here over the course and distance at that meeting on Ladies' Day, I believe it was, in late, it was a meeting after Ladies' Day in early August. Mr. Bob is an all-weather specialist, no stranger to Kempton, and James Bethel will be pleased that Newcastle is now up and running and there's opportunities to run. Mr. Bob being a lot closer to Middleham, obviously, than Kempton is. That said, the 7-year-old has to prove an ability on this surface at Newcastle, despite having shown a fair level of form at Wolverhampton as well. So there's every likelihood that Mr. Bob will be well suited by the surface tonight. The maiden auction at 7:15 will be the first race under the floodlights, and it'd be interesting to see who goes on to land this historic race, if you like. A lot of money this morning has been for David O'Meara's Glorvina. She looks like a type to improve based on what she showed at Beverley last week, but plenty of this money's potentially been because she's been well tipped up this morning in the Racing Post. Hugo Palmer, who's got runners all over the shop today, including at Newmarket, saddles a debutant, Sir Lancelot debutant Tamioff. He's no stranger to success at Newcastle, and tends to run a lot of these younger 2-year-old horses at the track. Kuraka goes in for Carl Burke and Dougie Costello. He showed form in the Carlisle Maiden recently, finishing second, but with the support for Glorvina, this morning's been slightly easy to back after being put in around about the 9-4 mark last night. It's now out to 7-2. The Phillies handicap at 7:45. William Haggis sends up Russian Finales, one of two on the card for William Haggis. He also runs Farik, the first time tongue-tied Farik in the 8:15. Russian Finale has top weight in that race, but has the benefit of having Sylvester D'Souza on board, and looks the likeliest winner, even at odds short enough around the 2-1 mark. Flinty Fellows, no stranger to Newcastle, has run well here in the past in three runs back. That form's worked out well, but was disappointing the next time when again meeting Barbar. Barbar loves this course and distance. It's been improved massively for running on this surface. Real all weather specialist, but she's now inching up the weights. But one thing you get with Barbar, she'll always want to run her race on this surface, and the mile trip is ideal for her. I think she's even better at a mile than 7 furlongs, but whether she's too high in the handicap now, time will tell. Farik is a likely favourite in the 8:15 again for William Haggis, a Newmarket trainer from Somerville Lodge. Farik sports the first time tongue tied today on his fourth start in a nursery. He's into a nursery handicap, he's got a handicap mark now. Has form here in the maiden company previously, went third 3 weeks back. in a race where the warm odds on favour of Godolphins bombed out, finished in fourth behind. But Farik ran a good race that day and shall be more competitive, you would expect, in this grade. A Flash of White's been well tipped up this morning in the Racing Post. Goes for Brian Smart in the first time hood. Connor Beasley on board. One of his part owners is, interestingly, Harry Redknapp, being backed in from 8 to 11 to 2. And there's also in the race a lot of other horses that have had potentially, there's a few that are unexposed, like some Norwegian Highness, perhaps Kashmir, who's owned by John Dancer, local sponsor at Newcastle Racecourse, Elegantly Bound, James Givens, but there's a few others that have had quite a lot of runs now and are fairly well exposed. There's been money for Scaddy in the 8:45, the 5-furlong maiden. She's a horse I saw run at Redcar recently, and she didn't run too bad a race actually, and she looks a nice filly. Whether she's up to winning in this grade, time will tell, and we'll find out. But perhaps this is a maiden that might not take a great deal of winning when you go down the horses. Whatever she does today, she's actually shown form in national and flat races as well. Previously, well, a limited level of form, but she's a real good looking filly, and she'll be an interesting sort once getting a handicap mark. Hybar, heads of market here, been back in from 2-1 from threes for Robert Cowell. First run for Robert Cowell previously with Charlie Fellows. Again, Sylvester D'Souza has another excellent ride, looking to clock up the numbers in his pursuit of Jim Crowley in the Jockeys Championship. He's two or three good rides on the back end of the card tonight. It would be no surprise to see him among the winners. The finale's an ever-competitive 5-furlong sprint, tracked a maximum field of 14. There's plenty of horses in here that know Newcastle well. The likes of Sugartown, who, like Barwa early on the cards, been campaigned here quite a lot by Peter Niven since May, has a decent level of form, but again is climbing up the weights. Harper's Ruby, who was a winner for Lynn Siddall and Paddy Aspel on top of that Wolverhampton just last weekend, last Saturday night, I think it was. It's Paddy's first winner for a while. Tell the Stars has attracted a little bit support of Philly for Ollie Pears. Ollie had a well-fancied runner yesterday at Beverley, but it was a little bit disappointing never travelling, but wasn't helped by the draw. Intense Starlight is a mare that is thriving now for Marjorie Fife and really handles this track well, and won here recently on a most recent start. She's got very good form figures on top of that at Wolverhampton, and obviously that success here. Indistar, who was another course and distance winner and a winner on the top of that Wolverhampton from Michael Herriton, PJ MacDonald. He's near the top of the market. The likes of Lady Joanna Vassar, Richard Guest and Michael J. Murphy. This is a wide open race, but probably Intense Starlight sole runner for Marjorie Fife on the card will take a deal of beating if reproducing that run here last week, and it'd be another horse looking to build on what's been a really good time for Marjorie Fife over the last week or so, with a big winner at Ayr last week. If you're in the vicinity of Newcastle, get yourself down to Gosforth Park tonight for what promises to be a great night's racing. 8 race card, 5:45 to 9:15, and be part of the next stage of the redevelopment and see firsthand what the lights look like switched on. I'm told they're very impressive. But it feels like the start of the second half of the season at Newcastle now, kicking on into the all-weather championships at the back end of October. So there's something for everyone, and it's a real privilege to be at Newcastle tonight.